Today's Backyard Almanac is made possible in part by Ralph Eye Care Specialists, located at 4413 Air Base Road in Hermantown, online at ralpheyecare.com. Ralph Eye Care Specialists, vision for the future. Hey, it's that guy again, that cheerful Larry Weber, joining us to talk to us about what's going on in the natural world. A man, Larry, I want to make sure I set the record straight. A man who has said he appreciates a spring thaw as much as anyone, but he doesn't know if it's healthy for the environment. So
that's pretty close to what I said. Yeah, I'll be glad to say that again, that yes, when it gets sunny today and mid-50s to 60 degrees, you can be sure I'm going to be out there enjoying it like anybody else. But like I said, in the long run, I think it's not as healthy. I think we just push spring back a month, and it is going to be better for everything in the long run. But we don't see that right now. It's kind of like when we are our children, we realize the cookie and the candies taste great right now, but in the long run, it's not so good. So, yes, that's pretty close to getting it right. This is the kind of days, these 2 days now, when we will start to see things happening. I was doing, during my walk this morning, I had two different times I stopped as a few Canada geese passed over going to the north. They're the first ones I've seen. I'm sure they've been around a few other places, but those are the first ones that I've seen. And it's going to be things like that. Before the day is over, we will be, or these 2 days are over, we will be seeing some insects out. They might be flies, they might be ladybugs, but we'll see some insects out. And I'm hoping to see the first butterfly of the season. I did a little drilling into a tree last weekend because we had some mild days then as well. And yes, the sap is flowing. And when there's a sap flowing, there almost always is a crack somewhere where the sap oozes out. And that's the kind of thing that these early butterflies will go to. So yes, there's a good chance of seeing that. Canada geese, and who knows what else we may be seeing before these days are over. So far in the wonderful month of March, we have been considerably warmer than normal. The average temperature for the entire month of March is about 26 degrees, and we are already over 27 for the average. We've been getting some pretty mild days so far. Last year, they were talking today about how we may be setting record temperatures. Well, last year we did 3 times in the month of March we set records. So yeah, March has really gotten battered around a lot in recent years, and the record books from 10 years ago are virtually useless right now. It's changed so much. Back in 2012, for those of us can remember, 6 days during the course of the month, there were record-setting temperatures, temperatures that got into the 70s. That was the warmest March on record. Now, it's possible that we could challenge that this year, but if you looked into the forecast past these couple days into later next week, we're going to get cool again, so who knows? Anything is possible. There may be a snowstorm the day after that. Anything is possible in this wonderful, wonderful month of March. The vernal equinox is next weekend, but it certainly feels like it's going to be happening right now. We got our own thing happening this weekend, and that, of course, is we change our clocks. Now, what that means is the commute that has been done in the daylight in recent weeks is going to be back to commuting in the morning in darkness. And then, of course, there will be a longer evenings after that, but we will quickly get used to it. But that changes on Sunday of this week. The bird feeder has been virtually zero, and it's really interesting when that happens. I think what the birds tell us when the temperature gets mild like this, I think what the birds are telling me is, hey, we don't need you. We only come by because it's kind of a handy thing to have, but we don't need you. We can get along fine without you. And so they do. They go off elsewhere to get their food, and I've been seeing very few birds at the bird feeder. I've still been seeing the regulars, but they don't hang around much, and the red poll flock dropped considerably. I had even 20 yesterday, so we'll see. I wouldn't be surprised if they're completely gone in a matter of a couple of weeks. But there are other migrants. I mentioned the Canada geese. I also should mention bald eagles. I've been seeing bald eagles every day. Bald eagles are a migrant, a very early migrant. Some do spend the winter with us, but a lot of them don't. A lot of them are well known for going down along the Mississippi River and finding places where the water is open. And then they just kind of hang around there and they feed on dead fish or whatever they can get a hold of. Well, they will start coming north this time. And as I've been saying, I've been seeing them almost every day. There's been a couple of reports of a trumpeter swans in the region too. Trumpeter swans are the larger of the two kinds of swans we have in Minnesota. The other one being the tundra swan, and they show up in good numbers in spring too. But anyway, the trumpeter swans will go no further south than they have to. And if they can find an open spot in the winter, they'll hang around. And they've been reported as well. These kind of days I mentioned about, we may be seeing butterflies, we may be seeing other insects, but who knows? I wouldn't be surprised we see some chipmunks showing up in our yard in these kind of days. Raccoons and skunks have already been out for a while, but there's other things that are coming. I've also mentioned about in recent weeks about the pussy willow buds starting to show up, aspen buds, red osier dogwood. Well, the next one in line is a very big tree around Duluth called silver maple. Silver maple has buds that are either male or female flowers, and they open very early in the spring. Almost every year in the end of March, I'll see them. Well, in a year like this, they may be opening even earlier than that. So, yes, that's going on. And if that's not enough, start looking along the hot spots by buildings. Hot spots are places where they get more sunlight than usual. This time of year, it's on the south-facing or west-facing sides of buildings or hillsides, and that's where the first new shoots of the season start to show up. I have daylilies starting to stick up, and I have crocuses up, and I'm hoping within a first few days, maybe, that the crocuses will start to have their blossoms. So, yeah, things are moving on, Lisa. Like I said, the vernal equinox is a week away. But, yeah, we're going to see some more change before it's all over. We'll see that. So, yes, enjoy it, even though it may not be better for us in the long run.
Well, even though you can't make a steady diet of it, you know, chocolate is important. So we'll look at this weekend as chocolate, right?
Sounds like, well, enjoy the chocolate weekend.
All right.
Hey, take care.
Thanks, Larry. Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac Fridays, right here on 103.3 KUMD.